Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The last few months in the greater Rochester area have been a weird one for crime.
Mm-hmm.
In every corner of the counties that can hear us, there have been people walking into homes and taking stuff. Opening
broad
car
daylight.
Doors. Yeah, stealing cars, mm-hmm. right? Just, here you go, I'm taking it. And it's been made easy because of folks simply not locking their doors. Which is very interesting, considering how many people in this area, based on the phone calls we get and the social media posts we see, are convinced we've descended into a cesspool of criminals. In a discussion we had a couple weeks ago, we talked about a truck from the west side that was stolen. And we asked about this. Why do people say they're terrified of crime and this place sucks, but they don't lock their doors?
Was this a tow truck one?
No, different one. I'll recap you. Yeah. Well, now we have an answer. A letter that lets us know why people in this town, despite the stories and warnings from authorities, are still refusing to lock up their stuff. Well, according to this guy.
Okay.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. And this letter comes from a story out of Spencerport a few weeks ago, where a guy, he went out to his driveway, turned on his car. He left the keys in there.
Oh, yeah.
Went inside to get his coffee and comes back out a few minutes later. His car was stolen in just a few minutes he was inside. And not only was it stolen, police believe the car might have been used in a couple of crimes. The discussion we had in this story, and it was Kimmy's take, was the strange phenomena of people in our area being very paranoid about crime.
Yeah.
Yet refusing to lock their homes or cars. And every week we see multiple stories of criminals that are stealing cars with keys in them, walking into homes completely unlocked. So if we're so paranoid, we had asked, why are we living so wide open?
Ooh. Like, you're paranoid to the point you have a security camera, but not to do the other thing.
It is funny, right? Like, you'll see security cameras catch people stealing cars with keys in
them. You're just walking off of stuff. Yeah. All right.
Well, one man heard that discussion.
He figured it out. Huh?
Well, he was brave enough to stand up and explain it to us. Actual physical letters telling us we suck, wanting us fired. You know how this stuff goes, man. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
You and your employees on WCMF have the dumbest takes and ask the stupidest questions. I heard your talk today about people being scared of crime and also not locking up their stuff. The answer is simple, you stupid idiots. I'm not going to let criminals decide how I live my life. Yes, I am one of the people that believes this community has gone to hell. It's not the safe place it used to be, no matter where you are, and that's a fact. But I'm not going to let some potential criminal get in my head and tell me how I'm going to live. I won't live in fear of losing my stuff. If you do that, the criminals have already won. If they want to come and try and take my things, be my guest. I promise they'll regret it. But until then, I'm going to keep leaving my door open and not locking my car because I don't need the hassle of living for what someone else might do because I live for me and my family, and that's all. Sincerely, Tim.
I have no idea how the hell a human being gets to the conclusion that this man did in this letter.
I'm not going to let these criminals change the way I live my life.
Yeah.
Then they win.
Yeah.
I live in fear. I don't live in fear.
Yeah.
I live in a house that has been ripped off.
Okay, let's break this down. Right. Let's break this down piece by piece. The phone number is 222-6000. We'd love to hear your voices. So this man here, he says the community's going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it used to be. So he's obviously worried about crime.
Yes.
Yet he won't change, even though he believes he's more at risk than he was before. If things were so good back in the day, can somebody answer me this question? Because we hear that a lot. You know, back in the day, it was safer.
Remember? He left everything open.
Yeah. Why have there always been locks on houses and cars? Like, since the beginning of time. Like, the first house, they were like, oh, wait, here's your house. Also, this is what's called a lock, and this is what you do to keep people from getting in your house. They didn't invent deadbolts 15 years ago.
Mm.
Like,
I think it was to keep the British out.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, we were only afraid of the British at that point. That's why I had them big-ass keys with those big locks.
Like, these people misremembering times that never exist, never had to lock my door. Well, then why was there a lock on the house?
So, you know, my brother, my one brother in particular, he lives in a neighborhood that's pretty sketchy.
Okay.
Right? But where he is nice.
Okay.
He's worried about the sketchy coming down and checking out is nice.
Sure, sure, sure.
So he has security cameras.
Uh-huh.
He has multiple weapons.
Okay.
And he's constantly looking around, but they don't lock anything.
Why?
I don't know.
That's so strange.
Because he feels like that, like, you, I ain't locking nothing. So you know what my brother has shot with his gun over the last 10 years?
What's that?
A iguana.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the iguana, yeah.
And a rat.
Oh.
It's the two things he's wasted. They found in his house. He wasn't taking no lip. They actually had a guy hiding in their garage, and he ran out, and the guy got stuff, and nothing happened.
Holy crap.
Because the garage was not locked.
Does somebody explain that to me? 222-6000. Like, this, the guy's explanation makes no sense. Like, I'm just looking. There has to be a logical explanation. And I get that maybe you feel safe, and you don't think anything will happen
but
to you.
But you don't want to look like a puss locking things up. You want to look like a tough guy.
Well, that's the other thing. And the other
but
really...
nobody knows. Nobody knows but that your doors are locked or
and they
unlocked.
Like to brag. Like, my brother will brag that he doesn't lock his cars and the house is open.
Okay, but to that point, the other really stupid statement Tim makes in this letter, and we read you a quote from the letter. You ready? Quote, I won't live in fear of losing my stuff. If you do that, the criminals have already won. No, they haven't. They win when they have your stuff. These aren't terrorists trying to blow something up. These are people who want things you have to get money for them. If you think criminals... walk through a neighborhood, pull a handle on a car door, see that it's locked, and go, yep, all according to plan. What an idiot!
Yeah, but I think a lot of guys feel that. And that's totally a guy's take.
But what if they won?
I don't know.
They want your TV. Yeah. They want your car.
Right.
They want the money you have in your house. They don't want you to live in fear. They don't care if you live in fear. In fact, they don't want you to live in fear. Because if you live in fear, then you don't lock your door, which does not give them access to the stuff inside your house.
Yes.
Valid?
Yeah.
Logical? Okay. But the biggest issue I have with this letter.
What's that?
One more quote from Tim. It's Hate Mail of the Week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Tim says, we're talking about the weird crimes, how people are paranoid about crime. Yet nobody's locking their door. Tim says, yeah, I'm that guy. Everything's terrible.
Man up. Yeah. Unlock.
I will read you one more quote from Tim's letter. If they want to come and try and take my things, be my guest. I promise.
Make my day.
They'll regret it. Does that sound like a man who owns a gun?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, that's definitely a gun owner.
Okay, okay. I thought the same thing. So you're not going to change your life and be intimidated by locking a door.
Then the robber wins.
But you'll happily shoot someone that comes into your house. Because that seems like way more of a change in lifestyle than hitting a button on your keys before you go to bed. Yeah. And way more stressful, too.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't have to worry about people in your house or having a gun at all. If you just simply, let me check my notes here, locked your door! And I'm not anti-gun! Right? Yeah. You want to have a gun because it makes you feel safe at home and you're responsible. God bless you. Go get your gun, right? What is very odd to me is how... it's possible in this letter that a guy is replacing a deadbolt with bullets when you already have a deadbolt. It's there.
Yeah.
Right?
I also think he has an idea of a way this is going to go in his head.
And
I
yes.
think like by unlocking things, you're only kind of setting yourself up for failure because unless you're monitoring that unlocked car 24/7. It's only going to frustrate you when somebody pops open that door handle, grabs your stuff, and runs away. I mean, it only creates a headache for you. You know what I mean?
Yes, no, you're right.
It has nothing to do with living in fear. It's just I don't want to deal with my stuff getting stolen.
But if I got a gun, I'm the security system around. I'm the sheriff.
Okay.
Around here. But like, I don't lock nothing. I don't need no stinking camera. What? Except for the one over there.
That one over there.
But like, I don't want to keep that one on my shed.
But what if you're not looking when he opens your car door?
Oh, I'm always on alert.
Buddy. No, but you're not.
I'll get him next time, Pat.
You know, that's right. Like, I'm going to send a message.
A lot of these car thieveries, right, the ones where they're popping handles, they happen overnight in residential neighborhoods.
Do,
right? People wake up and they find stuff scattered all over their driveways. They go check Ring cameras and they see people coming through. Bro, you're going to be sleeping.
I do have a theory, though.
What's your theory?
That most of these guys actually do lock everything up at night.
Ooh.
They're closet lockers.
Oh, closet lockers?
They yes, they are.
Why is it so weird to say I lock my door?
Because he's like a sissy boy.
But you don't, though.
Well, they feel it. They feel like it would look like a sissy boy by locking things up.
But explain it to me. Explain it.
I just think you look like a smart person.
Yeah, again, right?
It's called lock shame.
But it's just weird, though.
My generation.
Because every time.
Lock shame.
Lock shame. Oh, you can lock your door. But you can lock your car up. You're going to put all your tools away in a lockbox.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it's like, I don't get the living in fear. Okay, maybe you can explain it that way, but every time I lock my door, I'm not thinking somebody's going to try to break in. I'm just thinking this is the habit that I've been in for the last 25 years of my life.
These criminals are running wild, and we got to stop to it.
It's just something I just do every day.
No, but again,
you know where it stops? On my property line.
No, but again, like, but going back to the whole, this guy sounds like he has a gun based on a sentence that he tries to sound like Dirty Harry. If we're going to go with the whole shaming and protecting yourself by locking your door, isn't there bigger shame in carrying a weapon that could kill somebody only because you think that someone might come in your house?
Well, that's not how they sold it to me.
No, but
you're constantly on guard.
And again, go get it if you want. You can be responsible. But
tough guys don't lock, man.
I just don't.
You know Fort Knox?
Yeah.
It's wide open.
Like, if I
want to. All the vaults are open. People are just driving by. Nobody touches that stuff. You don't mess with them tanks.
Like, bro, if I would dress the way that I dress every day, and then one day I started walking around with a giant Bowie knife on me, right?
Ooh.
Would that make me look tough, or would that make me look like a weirdo?
Well, it wouldn't match your outfit.
Oh, thank you. No, I'll get one that like sweater material.
Okay.
So you have all of a sudden you had a big knife.
Big knife. Yeah.
Well, it's intimidating.
Is it? But like, does that make me look? Do you think I'm tough because I feel like I have to carry a knife around?
No,
with
everybody
me all the time?
Would make fun of you behind your back.
Yes.
Well, and by the way, your leg's bleeding.
Like, I just don't get it. I got a theory.
All right.
Okay. You bring with your lock shame thing. The whole thing sounds like confusion from guys who don't know how to deal with fear.
Yeah, but that's every guy. Because you're not supposed to show fear.
But they don't want to admit they're a little afraid that their car could go missing or they could come downstairs or a stranger in their house. And it's perfectly fine to be worried about that. That might be weakness, right? As if I'm a guy, if I say that, it might be weakness, so I can't say that. Instead, I'll pretend like everything is fine despite admitting I'm not comfortable, then flipping the hell out when somebody walks up. I can't.
And that's how men operate.
Though. No, but I'm a man. I don't get it.
But that's how we dropped dead at 65 years old, because we hold on to these emotions that kill us.
All right, so let's see. Three
and
more.
I think that's how they want it.
What? Who's they?
The women.
The women?
Get us out of the way.
Big women trying
to
kill
make the babies, do all the car repairs
we'll
and get out of the way.
We'll let you guys self-destruct is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, and we will do it in front of you.
No, but you bring up another point. I didn't even think about the female aspect of this. Like, if you're a married man who's taken the angle that, what was it, Tim? Tim takes here in this letter. Your wife doesn't insist on locking the door?
Yes, she does. But some guys, I guess... They don't either listen to their wives or their wives go, all right, stupid, go out there and don't lock it up, and then you're going to be missing your tools.
I will say, like, I do know women that are lax about it, too. Like, especially with they'll leave, like, their purses in their car, which is another thing I don't really understand. But I think there are people like that, whether you're man or woman.
My favorite thing is, like, women I would date. Like, they would leave their purse in the car, but, like, put, like, a sweatshirt over it.
Yeah,
like,
nobody knows
it's
there.
See it now.
Was it an invisibility cloak, right?
Oh, look at that hump. Yeah, that sweater.
Like, you need to realize criminals have figured out that everything under a sweatshirt is a purse now, right?
Unless you and your wife are on the same page. Now, my brother and his wife are on the same page. They're both concealed weapons people.
Okay.
They don't lock anything up, and she's always got a pistol on her. So, and you would look at this woman and not think she's got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But they're on the same page. So maybe those couples are, you know, they vote the same. They think the same.
All right.
They shoot the same. They hate the same things, everything that ain't them. They hate.
Listen, man, I'm not telling you how to live your life.
No.
I'm just, it's an interesting.
I mean, I lock everything up because I'm paranoid and I'm a sissy.
Oh, look at you, you bitch ass bitch.
Well, you know that.
No, I don't lock anything. I was setting you up the whole time.
I've seen your house.
You being a bitch.
You're hoping they take stuff out of that garage. Be doing you a favor.
Well, no, I need all that hockey equipment. And no, I lock everything. Like every night now, I go, boop, 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 boop.
I've always locked. But my wife wants everything locked, but she also makes fun of me when I lock everything up.
Really?
Because I do it the same way every night.
Well,
you know, I'm very regimented how I do things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I check everything the same way at the end of the night, and she laughs at me. But she also wants it locked.
Do you need to keep going? I feel like we're in therapy at this point.
I don't know what to do.
Maybe she's making fun of the way you do it, not that you're doing it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just relax, man. It's okay. Okay. It's okay.
All right. But it's not that comical, man. It's not that funny. I get funnier stuff.
Funny, huh? No, you don't. You do not have funnier stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.